Good morning, Karen. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling. Ask the Builder. How are you today? Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hi, Tim.
It's great to have you on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you a question about a basement and a crawl space.
Okay.
We have a 9-year-old brick ranch, and about half of it is a full half basement. The other half is crawl space.
I got a pretty clear picture. I'm familiar with a lot of houses that were built that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't know why they did that. It just baffles me continually. I can't understand why they would not have just made it a whole basement everywhere.
I didn't either. I thought maybe they ran out of money or something. I didn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure it out. But anyway, I was wondering, the crawl space part is underneath two bedrooms, and they stay very cold during the winter. And I was wondering, is there anything you can do to help heat that, those two bedrooms a little better than what they are right now?
Well, tell me, is the floor underneath those bedrooms insulated? In other words, if you were to go into the crawl space and you were on your back and you looked up, would you see insulation or would you just see the floor joist and the subfloor above?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Okay. The first thing that... It's one of two things. I mean, first of all, is it easy to get into the crawl space and move around?
Oh, yes.
Okay, okay, great. Well, this is going to be an easy problem to solve either way. So that's the good news. The first thing I would check is to see whether or not there's any insulation.
Okay.
And in addition to that, the floor of the crawl space is supposed to have a really good high-performance vapor retarder on top of it.
It has that.
Okay, great. Okay. Now, let's say that you go into the crawl space this morning and you discover that the floor is insulated, that you see all the insulation there, it's put in correctly, and so you're still thinking, well, gosh, why are they cold? The only other thing at that point that we would do is I would check to see if for some reason the heating, do you heat this house with hot air, or forced air, you know, like an air conditioning system, where warm air blows out of the ducts?
No, it's all electric.
It's all electric heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so in each of these rooms, is it electric in the ceiling? I mean, or is it on the baseboard type heat? Baseboard heat. Okay. And the heaters work. When you turn them on, you feel them get warm.
Right. Well, each room has its own thermostat.
Okay. And are these extraordinarily large bedrooms, or are they just normal size?
No, they're fairly small.
Okay. And it seems like the heater, when you turn the heater on and you touch it, it feels pretty warm to the touch. I'm trying to figure out if the heater's putting out enough heat. In other words, have you ever actually put your hand down by it?
Well, I guess you could say they don't really work right. You have to turn the thermostat completely up.
There. So that's what I think. Okay. So I think this is part of the problem, too. In other words, the thermostat itself may have gone bad, where it's just not working. It's not sending the signal to the heater to come on. Usually those heaters, just so you know, the traditional electric heaters, they either come on or they go off. There's not a it's a lot like you in your oven.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go ahead and turn on your oven, what happens is the voltage going to that element, the heating element, that's what controls the heat. However, in other words, how long it stays on, the electricity stays on to keep that, to keep your oven at 350 degrees.
Right.
In other words, you'll notice that it'll cycle on and off, and often you can't really see it do that because but you'll see it come on originally, and that element will get red hot. So the same thing with these electric heaters. In other words, when it'll just send current to the electric heater and it comes on, well, it may not be sending, it may think that it's satisfied and it's just turning off a little too soon. So it could be not enough insulation if there's none there. And number two, I think it's just the thermostat. Now, the way to test to make sure that the heaters are okay, and you may have to bring in a you know, a heating contractor to do this, because I don't feel comfortable with you doing it unless you've got some experience, is that you can trick the thermostat. You know, in other words, if you were to actually take the wires, see, the problem is a lot of times these thermostats in the wall, they're high voltage, and I don't want you to do this.
Right.
In other words, you can actually take the two wires and kind of short it out, you know, which doesn't mean make a fire, but it's like tell the thermostat, hey, turn on. Uh-huh. And if you just kept it in the on position, the room would get very warm. In other words, the room, if the heater was working properly, the room might go up to 80 degrees. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would tell you the heater is working fine. It's just the thermostat that's the problem. And I have a feeling my gut feeling is just telling me your thermostat needs to be replaced. It's that simple.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a tough job. I would call an electrician to do it. They're the ones who are going to replace that.
Okay.
You know, or if you have a really good relationship with your heating contractor and he knows a lot about electric heat, they can also put it in. It's only a 10-15 minute job at most.
Mm-hmm. But
you should also make sure that you've got insulation down on that floor, because you don't want to be.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be wasting all that heat down into the crawl space.
Right.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Well, I think you'll solve that problem pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because in each room, they've all got separate thermostats, right?
And right. You can adjust each room to whatever temperature
okay.
you want.
Okay. And those other rooms are fine, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty confident it's just the thermostat.
Oh, okay.
All right, Karen.
All right. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks for calling us, the builder.
Okay.
All right. Bye.